Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New figures just out from state health officials show about 6 Massachusetts residents now die every day of an opioid-related overdose. And the vast majority of those deaths are linked to a powerful synthetic opioid called fentanyl, which is frequently added to heroin. To find out how fentanyl gets here, we spoke with a special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's New England Division, Michael Ferguson.
You have the Mexican cartels producing heroin, and then they're obtaining the precursor chemicals from China and making fentanyl. They lace fentanyl in with the heroin in order to boost the potency. So oftentimes, the kilogram quantities of heroin and kilogram quantities of fentanyl are then smuggled across the vast southwest border, and the fentanyl and heroin makes its way to the New England area.
Who's making it in China? And is it legal to make in China the precursor chemicals?
Their chemical and their pharmaceutical industry is massive. And there are rogue chemical companies out there that are smuggling and distributing this stuff out the back door. And there's a lot of money to be made.
Is fentanyl easy or difficult to produce?
It's difficult to produce because it takes a number of different types of chemicals. And these chemicals are dangerous to deal with. So it is not something that can be readily made. You have to know what you're doing.
What's the thinking on why Massachusetts has such particularly high numbers?
I do think that this area historically had many folks that were dealing with a substance use disorder in regards to prescription pain meds being abused. And I think that has fed into our current heroin and fentanyl problem. This is not a problem that's unique to Massachusetts. It is a problem all over New England and all 6 New England states and throughout most of the country.
Is there any evidence that you folks have seen of fentanyl manufacturing here in our area in New England?
None whatsoever. What we have found in New England is what we refer to as these stash or mill houses, where drug trafficking organizations that are located throughout New England, primarily in our major urban cities, taking kilograms of heroin and powdered form of fentanyl, and they're actually mixing it up themselves because they can increase the potency of the heroin. To them, people overdosing and dying is just collateral damage and it's part of doing business. In some cities or towns where we've had folks unfortunately die of a heroin or fentanyl overdose, other individuals will flock to that area because they want to get higher potency heroin or fentanyl. That's how insidious this disease is, and it really makes you think so irrationally.
What's the range of a price of a bag of heroin or fentanyl in Massachusetts?
A bag of heroin and fentanyl can be bought for as low as $2 to $3 a bag and would go into a syringe, for example, and an individual would inject into their body.
So the street-level cost is part of the problem because it makes it accessible and, unfortunately, attractive to drug users.
Yeah, well, it is. But, well, we have to think about, you know, the longer-term approach on this because, you know, we have to change people's behaviors. We have to stop the demand. We need to have treatment, recovery, prevention, and education all working in concert with enforcement.
Well, do you see that working yet? Are you making inroads, or is it still moving in the other direction at the moment where we're seeing an increasing number of people becoming users?
The education piece is definitely improving. Our enforcement efforts are improving, but this is a problem that's going to be with us for a while. It is so entrenched, and it's going to take a lot of time. It's really, you know, trying to get rid of the stigma that's attached to all this, to let folks know that if they have a substance use disorder, there's help out there. There's support out there.
Michael Ferguson, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Michael Ferguson is a special agent in charge of the New England Division of the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration.